It's Monday, July 28, and I am Leonard Witbien with your news at 7 a.m. The city of Windhoek has closed the Gorenghab Dam Recreational Park until further notice due to water contamination caused by a sewage pipeline failure. Municipal spokesperson Lydia Amutenya said urgent repair works are underway and urged residents not to consume any dead fish found at the dam during this time.
We are announcing the temporary closure of the Gorenghab Dam Recreational Park effective from today until further notice. The closure is due to the urgent maintenance and repairs to the sewage pipelines that have resulted in water contamination at the dam. Residents are strongly advised not to consume any dead fish found in the dam during this period.
Still on the city, Karutura residents are set to stage a mass protest today at the City of Windhoek's Karutura Customer Care Centre near ShopRite. The demonstration, led by the Local Residents Committee, aims to voice grievances over poor service delivery. Spokesperson Sean Garisep said the protest is about demanding dignity and accountability.
The mass gathering, which will take place today at the Karutura Customer Care Centre, is one of the most important ones of them all. It's important in the sense that we are going to get a written response from the City of Windhoek pertaining to the stopping of the Red Force contract. That is the most important thing, in that we are going to get confirmation that they are not going to exercise that 1 year extension clause. Also, we are going to get an update on the report of the Deloitte auditors. We will get two of those most important reports.
The mass demonstration by the Karutura residents starts at 10 a.m. Over 800 young people, professionals and investors convened in Walvis Bay for the second Youth in Oil and Gas Summit to explore opportunities in the energy sector. The event featured technical workshops, networking sessions and expert guidance. Two participants shared their aspirations with News on One.
Seize this moment. The rooms that we talk about, you are currently sitting in it. Dream and dream big. Let this summit be a catalyst that transforms your dreams into an achievement.
It's getting too much to talk about getting jobs, and you sitting here, the youth around Africa, in Namibia, sitting here and worrying about how do we make this industry work? Should I even get into oil and gas? Is this something that is even important? And even if I get into oil and gas, would it accept me?
At least 13 people died and dozens remain missing after a wooden boat carrying about 100 passengers capsized on Saturday in Niger State in Nigeria. Reuters says the vessel was en route to a market when it overturned, with 26 survivors rescued, mostly women and children. Authorities suspect overloading is the likely cause, although the exact number of passengers and cause remain unclear. Rescue efforts are ongoing as emergency teams continue to search for those unaccounted for. The United States and European Union have struck a trade deal to avoid crippling tariffs and bring stability to a trading relationship that makes up a third of global trade. U.S. President Donald Trump and the President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, announced the agreement following a meeting in Scotland. From Washington, our correspondent is Nick Harper.
I think it's great that we made a deal today instead of playing games. I'm going to let you say, but I think it's the biggest deal ever made. Thank you very much. Congratulations.
Donald Trump celebrating a deal that will see European goods taxed at a 15% rate. It's lower than his threatened 30% figure, but certainly not the tariff-free rate the EU chief Ursula von der Leyen had been hoping for.
It will bring stability. It will bring predictability. That's very important.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.